This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're approaching Wall Street bonus season. There's a survey out today from Johnson Associates on what's in store. And Stan Alcorn reports that it's a mixed bag for bankers and the rest of us in society.
It's bad news for the risk takers. Bonuses for hedge funders and stock and bond traders are predicted to drop by as much as 10%. Wallace Turbeville at Demos says that could be good news for the rest of us.
But the real question is whether the traders are changing their behavior and putting less risk on the books at the banks and hedge funds.
Turbeville says less risk for them means less risk of a bailout for us. But this bonus drop could be due instead to more automation or a lull in stock market volatility. For a clearer indicator, S.P. Kataria at MIT's Sloan School of Management points to some bonus increases in the survey.
The picture is really quite bright, or it is getting brighter for investment banking.
Investment bankers' bonuses could be up by 15%, thanks in part to a banner year for one of their moneymakers, mergers and acquisitions.
The merger activity is a harbinger of good prospects for the economy.
For the bankers, the good and the bad kind of balances out. With bonuses factored in, take-home pay is expected to be about what it was last year. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.